From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. A cyber attack has hit the federal government. Officials with the Office of Personnel Management, OPM, says it happened in April and it could affect personnel data for both current and former federal employees. OPM says it will send notices to around 4 million individuals whose personal information may have been compromised. It's not the first time OPM's computers have been hacked. Chinese hackers were suspected in a previous similar breach. The FBI and the Department of Homeland Security are now investigating. Former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak will once again stand trial for the killing of protesters in the 2011 uprising against him. NPR's Leila Fadel reports Mubarak was previously sentenced to life in prison, but that was overturned on appeal.
Egypt's High Court annulled a decision to drop the case against Mubarak. The original decision last year not to prosecute caused an outcry among many Egyptian activists who blame Mubarak for the nearly 1,000 people killed during the uprising that forced him from power. The new trial will begin November 5th. Mubarak and his sons were previously sentenced to 3 years in jail in a retrial of a corruption case. Leila Fadel, NPR News, Cairo.
The longtime head of New York City's largest police union faces an electoral challenge for the first time in over a decade. As NPR's Joel Rose reports, those ballots will be counted tomorrow.
Union President Patrick Lynch jumped into the national debate over policing when he said New York's mayor had, quote, blood on his hands after two NYPD officers were shot and killed in December. Lynch has led the Patrolmen's Benevolent Association since 1999. It's been years since anyone even ran against him. But under Lynch's watch, the union's 23,000 members have been working without a new contract for 5 years. And now Lynch faces two challengers, veteran officers Brian Fusco and Ronald Wilson. They say Lynch's public fight with Mayor Bill de Blasio has distracted him from addressing the real concerns of rank-and-file officers. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.
There are now 10 major candidates vying for the Republican nomination for president. Former Texas Governor Rick Perry is taking another stab, announcing his candidacy today, saying he wants to undo what he calls the failures of the Obama administration.
We have been led by a divider who has sliced and diced the electorate, pitting American against American for political purposes. 6 years into this so-called recovery, and I might add, our economy is barely growing.
Perry was an instant front runner in the Republican race 4 years ago, but fell after an embarrassing moment when he couldn't remember which federal agencies he wanted to close. Wall Street lower by the closing bell today. The Dow down 170 points, nearly a 1% drop, ending at 17,905. The Nasdaq down 40 to close at 5059. The S&P 500 down 18 to close at 2095. This is NPR. After a procession from Wilmington to Dover, the son of Vice President Joe Biden lies in honor today in the Delaware Capitol.